Now, the very key of the book, and I've mentioned this before, is verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And that's a very interesting one of contrast there. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. They do not learn from it at all. Experience never teaches a fool at all. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, I heard this little bit of nonsense. Maybe you've heard it before, but I think it illustrates a point. There was a man driving down the highway, and he had a flat. And he pulled over to the side of the road, and it was by an insane asylum where the insane were put. And there was a man over on the other side of the fence that came down in curiosity. He watched this man as he changed the tire. Never said anything to him, just stood there and looked at him. And the man didn't want to say anything to him. He didn't know the condition of the man that was in the institution. And so as he was changing the tire, he got the tire that was not punctured on. And then he had put all the nuts that he had taken off of the wheel in the hubcap, and he tilted it, and it went down in a sewer. And there were four or five of them down there, and he just stood there scratching his head. What in the world is he going to do? And the man back of the fence there in the insane institution, he said to him, says, why don't you take a nut off each one of the other wheels and put it on that wheel and drive down to filling station, and you'll be able to get others down there so that you can fix your wheel. And the man looked in amazement at this man. He says, why in the world didn't I think of that? You are in the institution and I'm out, and yet you are the one that thought of it. And the man says, I may be crazy, but I'm not stupid. And friends, that's exactly what the book of Proverbs is attempting to do, is to get you and me out of the position of being stupid in life. Actually, this is a book that will help us, and we're going to hear quite a bit about that as we move even in this chapter. Now let me move along. He says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law of thy mother. Now that's for the home. That's the home relationship. We've already seen that. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, chains about thy neck. How many are listening to me? They go back to a home where they had a godly father, godly mother that instructed them, and they never have gotten away from the things that they were taught in the home. God have mercy on a parent today who's not instructing the little one that's in the home in the things of God.